Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan on a very busy Monday. If you've missed any of the program, easy. You can rewind it on the free Odyssey app. The Joe Beningo Monday call-in with Evan and Tiki is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com. H.L. Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. And by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Joe, obviously, before we get to the shocking Jet victory, the horrible news we all got yesterday morning about Nick Mangold. Your thoughts on the passing of Nick at a ridiculously young age?
Well, one of the great Jets of all time. No doubt about it. One of the great centers of all time. Yep. I mean, I know he's up. You know, he's up for. He's been nominated for the Hall of Fame. He should get in. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's a very limited amount of centers in the Hall of Fame. I was thinking about him the other day. I think it's Jim Ringo, Mike Webster, DeMonte Dawson, Jack Langer, Dwight Stevenson, and Kevin Mawai. So why shouldn't Nick Mangold be in there? He's as good as any of those guys in my mind. You know, I think he's a six-time Pro Bowler and a great guy.
Seven
Pro Bowls.
Yeah, seven, you know, and two All Pros.
Right, and two All Pros, which is, you know, that means you're the best of the best.
Right.
I don't think there's any question. Put him in, and we can all go, just like we did for Klecko and Revis, we can all go to Canton. And even though Nick won't be with us, we can watch him get into the Hall of Fame. I met him a couple times. Great guy. Regular guy. And I'll never forget. Ev, you, me and you, we were there at the draft in 2006, and I'll never forget this, at Radio City back when it was in New York all the time. And, you know, the story was Reggie Bush and Vince Young and, you know, I think it was Matt Leinart and all these guys. And we're talking, you and I, we've got to draft Reggie Bush and all of this. The Jets had the fourth pick in the draft. They take the Brickashaw Ferguson. Then, at the end of the draft, they had another pick in the first round. They take Nick Mangold. It turned out to be probably the best draft in the history of the franchise. We had basically the two rocks of our starting offensive line for 10 years, probably the greatest left tackle we ever had in DeBrick. It's close with Nick because you got to look at Mawai, too, who's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
You know, so, you know, two great, great centers that we've had. But that turned out to be, you know, I think we got Leon Washington in that draft, Brad Smith in that draft. That turned out to be one of the great drafts in the history of
no
the
doubt.
Franchise.
It wasn't sexy at the time because you're right. It was all about Reggie and Leinart and all
right,
that. But,
that's right.
And in a way, watching yesterday's game, let us hope, not the same positions exactly, that Olu Fashanu and Armon Membu can be those rocks for the next 10 years too, because they played a hell of a game yesterday.
Well, they were the stars of the game. You know, look, obviously Fields was great. Brees was great. By the way, you're not trading Brees. Let me get this out here right now. You're not trading Brees, okay? Okay, these are the kind of guys you're going to be looking for next year to help you go forward with a young team and hopefully a young quarterback.
Hey, Joe, I agree with you 100%. But isn't this what everybody said about Saquon when it was near the end with the New York Giants? Trade him when he's at his highest value and get something for him.
They didn't even trade him, though. They didn't trade him.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying now some people are saying trade Brees Hall. But I agree with you.
No.
Don't trade him. I mean, I know Isaiah Davis is a good player, and he had a 100 tremendous total
game.
Yards.
He had a great game,
huge
yesterday.
Game,
great
but
game.
But he's not Breece Hall.
No.
And the other kid, Allen, I really don't know about him. He got hurt. He had a big fumble. He's out probably for the year. Here's the thing, Teague. Okay, you keep him. You try to sign him in the offseason, and if you don't, you franchise him. And the running back number is not it's not like you're franchising a quarterback or a pass rusher or a left tackle. You know what? That's what you do. That's what I would do.
Especially because if they trade him, what they're going to get a fourth round pick?
You're throwing him away. Yeah. What are you getting? You're basically getting nothing for him. I mean, come on. A fourth round pick, especially the way our franchise picks, you know what? With our fourth round pick, we won't be taking somebody like Cam Scatterboo. And I want to say something about that, too. Because I was putting the Giant game on in the commercials of the Jet game, and unfortunately, I happened to see the play where Scatterboo got hurt.
That was terrible.
And you could tell immediately his ankle was going the wrong way. And look, I'm not a Giant fan, but what a hit. What a terrible. I mean, you know, the kid had so much, him and Dart together, so much juice. And to see the kid go out like that, that's just horrible. Really, really horrible.
Horrific.
Yep.
A couple of things early in this game.
Yep.
Fourth and one from their own 37-yard line.
Right.
Your thoughts on going for it and then subsequently the toss to Breece Hall that got completely smushed.
Loved going for it. The play was horrible.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm hearing is that Fields audibled out of the play. Now, I think it might have been a quarterback sneak.
It should have been.
It should have been. Of course. And remember, later on in the game, he did a quarterback sneak and got the first down.
Yeah.
Love the idea, being aggressive. We're 0-7. I was all for it, but the play call was horrible.
Yeah, I think the aggressiveness showed its head later.
The 2-point conversion.
Well, the 2-point conversion first, but also the other fourth down.
That
was pass all the way. Now, it was a great job by Justin Fields of buying time and finding his tight end, and then the going for it on fourth down. I mean,
how about
the
first
conversion.
Touchdown, Teak, was on fourth down. It was
fourth and two.
Right,
yep. Right.
And Fields made the throw to Johnson with a guy right in his face.
Yeah, I mean, that was
put it right on the money.
Right, it was a zero blitz. For whatever reason, the cornerback or the safety slowed up before he got to Justin Fields, for whatever reason, and that half a second allowed him to throw that. It was a floater because it got tipped into Johnson's hands. But, you know, as I thought about it, early on in my mind, I'm saying, you don't need to be this aggressive. But then I realized, what the hell do you have to lose?
Right, you're 0-7.
If you're Aaron Glenn at 0-7, take every chance that you possibly can because you don't know how it's going to spark your team. And by the way, that's what happened. It started to spark the team to do really good stuff, at least offensively.
And I want to say this, too. Another thing that, you know, not the game per se. What Woody Johnson said, there's no question that this lit a fire, not only on the fields, but under the team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question about it. And I don't think that that's what his intent was.
No.
I mean, obviously. But it worked. Whatever it was, he wound up working for his football
team. It greatly affected Justin Fields. I mean, you see him in that post game admitting he was crying during the week, and he didn't put it on Woody. But look, Woody Johnson is so odd because I get it. Justin Fields wasn't playing well. Mm-hmm. Like we all criticized him, but it's something different when the owner of the team comes out in the clunky way that he speaks, where he's like his rating is bad. Like, even the way he talks, it just doesn't
make
that much
sense. Can't complete a
pass. Can't complete it. It was something he shouldn't have said, but hey. If it somehow sparked Justin Fields to play his best football, God bless him.
No question about it. And I got to tell you, the two plays on the two-point conversions, which turned out to be huge in this game.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, both times I was disagreeing with doing it. Okay? Both times. You know, because the first time they were down 9. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're down. So if you don't get this, you're still down 2 scores. On that one, Fields made an unbelievable play. He got it. They were going to pass it. He got away from the pressure. He gets outside and he runs it in for 2. And then on the second one, at that point now, it's 38-30. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. Well, you got to kick the extra. What are you going for 2 now?
Right.
You got to kick the extra point. And what a play he makes. I mean, he makes the throw as he's going down. Davis catches the ball. Mm. Initially, they're saying it's an incomplete pass. You saw the replay. You saw it recorded.
Yeah.
And barely was the football on the goal line. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Obviously, probably, you know, maybe the biggest play of the game, that play.
No, it definitely was because it created the opportunity to win the game
yep,
when you move the ball down the field and score again on what was a ridiculous play by Breece Hall. Now,
Running down the sideline. Well, no, you're talking about the touchdown.
I'm talking about the
pass.
Touchdown pass.
Yeah, the touchdown pass.
There
right,
are some
right.
guys who are just right back, like gamers. They just figure it out as it goes along. As soon as he tucked that ball, I was like, all right, whatever. Just maybe reverse field, whatever. Figure something out. But that throw was kind of it was QB-esque for a guy who doesn't play quarterback.
He pumped it, faked it, made the, you know, just popped it up to Rudolph. I keep calling
Mason
Rudolph.
Right.
Mason Taylor,
right.
Who had a really tremendous game. He caught a big third down as well. How about the receivers in this game? Tyler Johnson and Isaiah Williams. Both of these guys were huge in this game.
Yeah.
Williams caught some big passes. He even had that reverse for about 25 yards. How about the fourth down play to Rucker, of all people?
Yes.
Which gets him 25 yards.
This is why you get encouraged from Justin Fields. Because quarterbacks obviously are not supposed to make mistakes, just lead the team down the field,
right.
score points.
Right.
But he was making those guys better. Like the throws were making those guys in position to go make plays for themselves. And you got to credit Justin Fields for that. We were talking a bit earlier, and I think the biggest difference, Joe, is that Tanner Engstrand finally stopped trying to be ultra-conservative with Justin Fields. When I went back and watched the game from Carolina, every throw was like a two-step or a three-step drop. In this game, he's taking five-step drops. He's got a seven-step drop, and he's just safer. Right, he's just away from pressure, that immediate pressure that comes just from the line push he would feel in the previous weeks. This week, he felt like he was a Pro Bowl quarterback the way he was throwing the ball around.
The offensive line, Evan alluded to it earlier, was phenomenal. Mm. I mean, they didn't touch Fields in this game. They ran for 254 yards. I mean, you can't say, if this is what the offensive line is gonna be as we go forward. I mean, you know, because I thought they would as much as all those guys were great. You know, Fields was great, Davis was great, Breece was great, no doubt about it. To me, the stars of the game were the offensive line.
Absolutely, and they're essentially both rookies. I mean, Fashion is a second-year player, but remember, he didn't even start right away last year.
Right. And Tippmann is only, what, his second year, third year?
Yeah, third year, I think. They're incredibly young, and hopefully that's what this team is building towards, having the rock-solid offensive line that we saw during the Mangold to Brick era.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, the defense stunk. And I let me say a couple things about this defense.
Yeah.
And finally, look, because I know everybody. Look, not for a minute, and I got to tell you this too, guys. Did I ever think they're winning this game?
Me neither.
No, because with a minute and 50 seconds left, they got three timeouts, and all they need is a field goal to win the game. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to stop them. And they did. So credit to them. But a couple plays in this game. How about this? And I thought we were dead with this play. And they scored a touchdown, too, after this. Third and 12, and they let Joe Flacco run for 13 yards.
Yeah.
And Michael Clemens misses him on the play, right?
Yep.
I don't know how he's still on a team. He misses him. I thought they were dead after that play. And here's another guy. You know, we always talk about how overrated Sauce is. I mean, let's be honest about it. Quinnen Williams, this guy.
Oh,
I mean,
the neutral zone infraction on third and four.
Third and four, he gives him a first down. Does he do anything? He had one assisted tackle yesterday. You know, when do I see Quinnen Williams? Everybody gets delirious about this guy. When do I see Quinnen Williams make a play like I saw Dexter Lawrence make a few weeks ago against the Chargers when he bats the ball in the air, catches the ball, and runs for like 35, 40 yards? When am I going to see that? When am I going to see Quinnen Williams have like a 3 or 4 sack game?
Well,
I don't see it ever.
I'm curious now because Diana Russini put out what she's hearing about it before the NFL trade deadline.
Yep.
And she mentioned Jets are going to get a lot of calls on Quinnen Williams. Would you trade him?
I would think about it because I think he might get you a number one draft choice. Certainly a number two.
Yeah, he's certainly getting a return on like Breece Hall.
Right. I'm not trading Breece Hall. But I would – look, I'm not getting what we should be getting from Quinnen Williams as far as I'm concerned. I think he's extremely overrated. Like I said, I mean, can I see him make a play like Dexter Lawrence? I mean, give me a break. I never see that. Never. So – yeah, I think you get no worse than a second-round pick for him.
Yeah, I mean, Dexter Lawrence has that reputation, and his previous years have been fantastic, but he hasn't made a ton of plays like that this year, but it's in his wheelhouse, that's for sure. I mean, the other thing, Joe, that is half those defensive backs, I didn't know who they were.
Right.
I was like, who is this guy?
And you know what? Give those guys credit, okay? I know that the kid, what's his name, Thomas got
AZ,
on that touchdown to Higgins.
Right.
But they pretty much, you know, look, they kept Amar Chase pretty, he caught a lot of passes, but they kept him in check. He didn't kill him in this game.
Right. Ben don't break.
Right. So they made, you know, these kids made some plays, you know, the kid from.
But they still gave up a ton of points.
Well, they're not any good. They got no pass. Tiki, where's the pressure? We had one sack by Will McDonald, which was pretty big late in the game. But where were they? They didn't get near Joe Flacco, and there was no blitzing at all.
Yeah.
Did they blitz?
And they couldn't stop the run. I mean, P. Ryan and Chase Brown all day.
They rushed for 184 yards in this game.
You mentioned something we don't see from Quinnen Williams. I'll tell you something else we don't see as a whole from this defense is force a freaking turnover. We saw the one turnover a few weeks ago.
God.
And the play – I never thought they were going to win. I'm completely with you. Even on 4th and 9 from their own 45, I'm like, they're going to convert a kick a field goal. We're going to lose.
Or you're going to see a pass interference or an illegal contact.
Yes, definitely. But the play that really killed me was about three plays earlier. The rookie, A.Z. Thomas, as he's affectionately called, knocked the ball up and came within like a centimeter.
He was out of bounds, though.
That was the problem.
Right.
Because
he definitely did not reestablish.
He never reestablished, but actually caught the ball back in the field of play. If he had reestablished, it's an interception.
Right.
And they never force him.
Well, they didn't turn the ball over either. But look, they got one turnover all year. They don't have it. How about this? The starting quarterback, Fields, has not thrown an interception all year, and the defense has not gotten an interception all year. How about that?
That's almost impossible.
Right?
I mean, you're halfway through the season almost.
Yeah, tell me about it. You know, and I know he only played. He missed that one game against Tampa. But you know what? Well, you look at this team. You start to look at this season that we've had. I mean, they could easily, let's be real, they could easily have 4 wins here. I mean, you go back to the Pittsburgh game, the Denver game. Denver mailed that game in. They should have won that game. Denver's a really good team. But they didn't, you know, like I said, they mailed the game in London. Let's be honest about it. They should have won that game. You know, they had Tampa. If they could have made a stop against Tampa, they would have won that game. I mean, so many of these games, the only two games they really got killed was Dallas and Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, even last week against the crummy Panthers, who, by the way, Buffalo annihilated yesterday. Right. I mean, come on. You know? So, here's my feeling going forward. You got 9 games left. There's a lot of football to be played. Let me see them win games. Mm. I want to see. I don't think this is unrealistic because they're still going to get a high draft choice. Go 5-4 over the last 9. You got games you can win. You got Cleveland. You got the Saints. You got Atlanta at home. You got Miami. I know Miami waxed Atlanta yesterday. But, you know, you got Miami. You know, you got games you can win. So I want to see this going forward. I want to see some wins. And you're still going to get a high draft choice no matter what. You're not winning more than 4 or 5 games if you're winning that many. You're still going to get your quarterback in the first round. Let me see if we got a football team or not.
Now, speaking
Let me see if we got a head coach.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's the encourage. That's why winning is so important. Right. You just nailed it. We can talk about picks all day.
Right.
We need to see success and improvement to know that there is a head coach here. Right. One thing that they've done the last...
Let me just say one thing. Because
yeah.
I don't, and I've said this before, I don't give a damn who the coach is.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have a winning, you know, a real legitimate NFL head coach. I don't care who the quarterback is. I just want to win. I don't give a damn if it's Justin Fields, if it's Sally Fields. I don't care. You know what I mean? I want to win.
I'm with you.
That's all that matters. So, you know, 9 games, a lot of football to be played. Let me see this team stack a couple wins here.
But also, we all want to win. If they finish 1-16 and fired this coach, their chances of winning are not good.
Right.
Because all of a sudden they'd be looking for a head coach and no one would want this job.
Yeah.
So
we
are better off. For any Jet fan who actually cares about winning, which I think is most of us, they got to win with Glenn.
It would have to get really, really bad for him to get fired.
I agree.
And I don't see that in the cards, him not being the head coach.
Well, what he put his rear end out for Glenn. I mean, when he criticized Fields, he didn't criticize Glenn.
So, no, you're right.
But you know, he wants him to be the guy.
But we're also seeing, I know it was tough to admit it a few weeks ago because they kept losing. We're also seeing improvement, especially in terms of penalties. I know the Quinn and Williams one was a disaster.
Yes.
But, dude, they committed 4 penalties this week. Yeah. They committed 3 last week. They have clearly cut down on that.
Yes.
And we got to give the coach credit for that.
Yeah, no, they've cut down on the penalties. There's no doubt about it. I would agree with that. They're not making those dumb mistakes they were making before. But they got to, you know, you got to get the turnovers. They just don't force any turnovers at all. I was very surprised to hear that they are, and I don't know if they got any yesterday or not. They got beat by Houston. That the Niners, Robert Saleh's defense, didn't have any interceptions either. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
I did not know that.
Spiro Dedis yesterday was saying there was only 2 teams in the league, the Jets and San Francisco. And I don't know if they got any yesterday.
They have forced 7 turnovers. And even if they're all fumbles.
Who's that, San Francisco?
San Francisco. At least they're forcing them.
Right.
They did get 1 interception yesterday.
Okay,
so they're off the snide.
So the Jets are the only team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even give fumble, interception. I don't give a rat's ass. Just force a turnover.
Oh, my God. Can I see one time? And I'm sure, look, we're going to get the bye this week. And I think they're actually the favorite against the bye for a change. and I think this is a big deal, too. I want to see Aaron Glenn, because we never win after the bye. You know this, Ed.
Yeah.
I want to see Aaron Glenn. This is a big deal for the coach. Have his team prepared and ready to play football coming out of that bye when they play the Cleveland Browns, who started a rookie quarterback. You know, I know they got a solid defense. They got killed by the Patriots yesterday. I want to see this team ready to play football coming out of the bye. That's a big reflection on the head coach.
Absolutely. And it's a game they should win. They're going to be favorites at home against them. Go beat them.
Right.
No doubt
about it.
Obviously, none of us are there yet. I was laying out a fantasy earlier in the show, Woody Johnson somehow inspires Justin Fields and he becomes our franchise quarterback after all that. Mm-hmm. What a story it would be. Though not likely, what do you need to see from Justin Fields over these final bunch of weeks to say, you know what, screw drafting a quarterback. We have our quarterback.
Well, I got
to
see more games like yesterday. let me see more like yesterday. I mean, I don't want to see him now revert back to, you know, being a disaster again going forward. I still would draft a quarterback, though. I still would. I mean, remember, they only got him on a 2-year deal anyway.
Yeah.
Right? He's there for 2 years. They gave him $30 million guaranteed. So I still am drafting a quarterback because, you know, no matter what he does the rest of the
week. I do want to bring up something Met-related because I found this out in the last hour, and I'm annoyed about it, and I'm assuming you're going to be annoyed about
it.
It's not about Pete Alonso. It's actually about a coach. And I know coaching doesn't make us nuts, but Anton Richardson is not coming back.
How could he not? How could this guy? I mean, they were unbelievable stealing bases last year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they... I don't think that they were thrown out by a catcher. I don't know how long. They got a bunch of times, and Lindor specifically got picked off by pitchers, right?
Yes.
Well, picked off.
A catcher didn't throw a guy out at second base for like 5 months. It was ridiculous.
I mean, what did they have, 35 in a row or something like that?
It was crazy. Yeah, so
it really is. It's so wrong. You know, it's amazing how Jeremy Hefner, we looked at him like he was Dave Duncan or Leo Mazzoni for a while, right?
Yep.
This great pitching coach. What the hell happened? What happened to the great pitching lab? Well, I don't want to get started on the general manager, on the the president of baseball operations.
I don't know if I blame Stearns or Cohen for this, but according to Jeff Passan, in terms of why Anton Richardson is not back, is they could not agree on a new contract.
What?
Which is like,
how much could a coach be making? He's not making more than a couple hundred thousand.
I know. That's why I read that. I'm like, Richardson,
maybe that's to save face.
They got rid of all the other coaches. They could have just gotten rid of them. Instead, it sounds like they couldn't agree on money, and that sounds like a horrible decision considering what he turned Juan Soto as a base dealer into, and
everybody
on this Met team.
Stealing bases. You just didn't throw anybody out. It was amazing how they stole bases. Now, of course, the new rule with only two throwovers to first helps it.
Yeah.
But they were just, dominant.
It's also
stealing bases.
Stealing on breaking balls. That helps.
Yeah, well,
it's about being smart. It's about reading the pitches and knowing when to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah.
Blame the coaching staff, of course.
Of course. Joe, good talking to you, man. We always appreciate it.
All right, guys. All the love. I guess I won't talk to you next week. No game. So we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Talk to you in a few.
Thank you, Joe.
The great Joe Beningo, after a Jet victory for the very first time. For the very first time this year, we get to talk to Joe after a win. As they do shockingly defeat the Cincinnati Bengals, and they head into the bye with one victory, and shockingly, for the first time all year, Jet fans feel somewhat decent about ourselves. That's how I'll phrase it.
Sure.
Somewhat decent about ourselves. We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019, but I found it really interesting. Joe brought up Dexter Lawrence. Dexter Lawrence taking some major heat from one of our coworkers, certainly one of your coworkers, the great Carl Banks, has taken Dexter Lawrence to town. We'll take a listen to Carl's criticism. Tiki, you tell me what you think of it. We'll have a nice discussion. All coming up here on Evan and Tiki as we take you till 6:30 tonight. We've got ourselves a loaded, giant pre-post play-by-play. Because not only do we have the great Tiki Barber now on the pre and post, and the immortal Bob Papa, and John Schmelk and Paul DeTino, but we got the legend, the killer himself, Carl Banks. So we got a very deep crew doing giant games every weekend. Carl Banks, who used to come on with Joe and I every single week and would offer pointed criticisms when he felt necessary to certain players and all that. Well, he came out and was very critical of Dexter Lawrence. Would you guys like to hear it? It's a rhetorical yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear him on WFN every Sunday during the football season. Here is Carl Banks on his podcast with Bob Pop. I think it's called the Believe Podcast.
Believe.
The most popular Giants podcast out there is the Believe Podcast. I think that's correct, right? Can you confirm that, Sean? That's the number one Giant podcast?
I mean, not as of last week, but sure, I'll duck crunch some numbers for you.
Wow, you're talking crap?
Wow, okay.
Here is Carl Banks on the Believe Podcast being very critical and pointed about Dexter Lawrence.
Dexter Lawrence, nobody respects you anymore. Nobody. Your opponents do not... The pre-injury Dexter is not there in their heads. They don't respect you. And there's a difference. You're on the field. They're blocking you with a 9-year backup center. You're not making a difference. The old Dexter would. Okay? There are a lot of things that go into your performance. Only you know what that is, whether you're still recovering or not. I'm just telling you now, I'm looking at enough tape to know that your opponents don't respect you. Not like they used to. And here's the thing. When Darius Alexander gets in the game, when Roy Robinson gets in the game and they substitute for you, those guys are making
DJ
plays.
DJ Davidson,
those guys are making plays against the same guys that are blocking you. I'm going to just say this. Again, I don't know the circumstances. It's time for you to start expecting more of yourself. I don't know if you're injured.
I don't know if you've fully recovered, but it's time to start asking more of yourself because they don't respect you.
Wow. What do you think of that, Teak?
I mean,
do you agree with him?
To an extent, yes, because Brett Toth was only a six-year vet, not a nine-year vet. He was man-blocking him a lot in this game. And last year, I remember this specifically because the Cowboys man-blocked, at least said that they man-blocked their rookie center a year ago on Dexter Lawrence. And Dexter Lawrence said and he responded to it. He said, yeah, he man-blocked me, but every play, he called for help. Every single play, somebody came over and gave a chip to Dexter Lawrence. And he dominated him regardless. You're not seeing Dex dominate like that. So I don't think it's a lack of respect. I think it's something's off with him, and teams know it. And so they're not giving as many resources to block Dexter Lawrence. Part of that, in fairness, is the way that Shane Bowen calls his defenses.
Mm.
I've said this many times, they would like every pass rusher to have a man-on-man situation. So you're going to see Muggs, you're going to see Abdul Carter, or sometimes it's Brian Burns or whoever standing in the middle over the center or over the guard. So it forces everybody to be man-to-man so that, in theory, somebody's going to win, right? Dex will win, Brian Burns will win, Kayvon Thibodeau will win, or the stand-up linebacker, in this case, Abdul Carter. One of those guys will win if it's a man-on-man against whoever it is. Dex just isn't winning enough. That's what Carl's getting at. I don't know if it's a lack of respect. That just makes it stand out when he says it like that. But
if he's getting less attention and less double teams, isn't that, it's a harsh way of saying it, but it's kind of true.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But it's also on Dexter Lawrence to perform.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get doubled if you don't have to get doubled.
Right, right.
Right. Why would you double team, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an average risk. Why would you double team Darius Slayton?
Mm. You don't need to.
You don't need to.
But I think that's his point.
Right.
Like there was a time in which you would do that.
Right. I wouldn't say it's a lack of respect. I just think it's a lack of production. But I see that with everywhere on this defense.
The difference is sexy Dexy.
Of course.
He's more expected from him.
He's an all pro.
Yes, that's what I got out of Carl. By the way, you know what I also read out of this?
Here's the reality of Dex. He missed most of the offseason. He came in out of shape. He had to work his way back into shape. I don't know if he was on a play count or what early in the season. And it doesn't feel like he ever got back to his peak.
Right. And by the way, Carl pointed that out. Like he said like three different times, I don't know, health and all that.
By the way, that's hard to do.
I'm sure it is.
When you miss an entire offseason to just play yourself back into being dominant, it's hard.
You know what I got out of that? And I don't know. I've never asked Carl this. He loves Dexter Lawrence, and this was like disappointed father. That's what this was like. You know, your son's in the room, and you love him.
If Dexter Lawrence is dominant, it changes everything for everybody in the first two levels of the Giants defense.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And you're not seeing that.
Yeah. Do you agree with this take? Are you going to say something more outrageous on your podcast now because Carl's getting all the attention in the Giants space?
No, it's not outrageous. This is like way above my head, but like the tape people, if you will, and I put that in quotation, will tell you that Shane Bowen has him playing in different gaps this year than he ever has before, and is that affecting Dexter Lawrence play?
Yeah, but I mean, you still one-on-one situation. Yeah. You win.
Can I
you
tell
you? You should win.
And the other like worry I have, and I don't know if it's a worry, and this is going to sound like it's a knock on Carl, but it truly isn't. Carl Banks is very, very careful about when he knocks people, like, within the Giants. Usually...
What? That like, he picks his spots?
Like, picks spots. Like, he's...
Are you impugning the integrity of him?
No, I'm not.
Sounds like it.
He is usually, like, when people have their pitchforks out. Carl, like, looks for the positives in everybody. He really does. And I think there is something to that. But usually when he turns on somebody, a coach, something like that... That person is near the end of their Giant tenure. And I am just where I'm not saying Carl's in that building.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Is Dexter Lawrence going to get traded at the deadline here?
That's what you take out of this?
I do.
I mean, they drafted a a D tackle.
Yeah, I tell you,
if he does, I'll give you a lot of credit.
I'm just put a pin in it. I'm not trying to knock. That's not a knock on Carl.
Did knock Carl. You can change it however you want. You did.
No,
that's fine.
I don't think he's knocking Carl.
I'm not trying to word it that way.
I think he's saying that Carl hears things.
Yes.
And so,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When he starts saying stuff like this, especially if it continues, mm-hmm. it's because it's an informed critique.
That's a better way to put it. Thank you, Tiki.
You're welcome. Honestly, what do I know? Okay, I don't know anything other than I guess he was on our show twice a week for 9 years. I think he's freaking disappointed in the play of Dexter Lawrence.
I think he also is disappointed.
Yeah, that's the number one thing, because a lot of what he said was, and this is just my interpretation of being a psychologist here, a lot of what he said was, I love you, and I'm about to tough love the crap out of you.
Right.
That's how I took that whole critique of Dexter Lawrence.
I pray that's all it is, because the Giants are a better team going forward. I'm excited about 2026, and I want the old Dexter Lawrence.
They're not trading Dexter Lawrence. I'll make you any bet you want. Can I tell you why?
Okay.
I'm going to give you my informed opinion on why. Because I'm not saying it with any source. I'm just giving I watch the Giants. Here's my opinion. They need to win games.
Okay.
They need to win games.
But maybe you're not.
We just talked about it. Everyone's going to lose their freaking job. And they're going to take one of their better defenders, even if he's not having the greatest year, probably because of YTE laid out, missing all that time. You're going to trade him for what?
Okay. But maybe you're not looking at this through the right prism. Maybe it's not the Giants wanting to trade him. Dexter Lawrence says all the right things, does all the right things. That guy has been through it here and beat down with losing season after losing season.
You think he secretly demanded a trade?
I'm not saying he secretly demanded, but maybe it's been talked about behind the scenes. Maybe he does want a little change of scenery, and who the hell could blame him with everything that's gone through? And maybe he is just, and it's not the right thing, playing through it, going through the motions, and maybe this has gotten back to Carl.
Well, that critique from Carl Banks was already asked to Brian Daboll, like, hey, coach, what do you think of the killer? Carl Banks himself crushing Dexter Lawrence. Do you want to guess what Brian Daboll said? Think he demanded Carl be, suspended?
No, he probably said, no biggie.
You think he went with a no biggie?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, are you including the question in this, Sean?
Yes, because the question is 90% of it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's a long-winded question for Brian Daboll asking him about Carl Banks' tough critique of Dexter Lawrence.
I'm curious what you think of Dexter Lawrence's play, Brian, because one of your own legends, Carl Banks, was pretty critical of Dexter this morning and his play so far, and suggested that maybe he's not all the way back from his injury or, you know, a million other things. I know you've said that he gets double teamed a lot, but he's always gotten double teamed a lot. So why do you think you're not seeing the production from Dex this year that we've seen in the past?
Yeah, they have a lot of confidence in Dex on the field as a leader for us, and glad we have him.
Who asked the question?
No biggie.
That was Ryan Dunleavy.
No biggie. Ryan, just ask him the question. I'll do it for you. Hey, Coach Daves, Carl Banks ripped Dexter Lawrence a new one. Your thoughts?
No biggie.
How about that?
How about that? I mean, because by the time that question ended, he wasn't even asking him about Carl Banks.
No, you're right. It was asking him about Dex.
Yeah, we don't want to know about it. We want to know about what you think of one of your own, as you phrased it, going to town on Dexter Lawrence.
No biggie.
We have some positive Giants news that is breaking out of the Giants.
I think this is positive Giant news. Okay. Carl Banks basically telling the truth about Dexter Lawrence and calling him out. I don't think that's bad news.
Yeah, right.
What? Like, he gave great criticism. What's wrong with that?
Cam Scadabu officially underwent successful surgery on his dislocated ankle last night. He has been discharged from the hospital and will begin his rehab immediately.
So that's great. No, get him out of Philly as soon as possible.
But no signs of the infections in the hospital or anything. They're getting
out of. Good, man. Big Dom's taking care of him down there.
You saw what Big Dom did?
I saw that.
What did Big Dom do for Cam Scadabu?
So Big Dom, this is according to social media reports, he took pizza and cheesesteaks to Cam Scadabu while he was in the hospital.
That's a good job by Big Dom.
The Philly fans, who are crazy, they actually showed some class.
They showed a lot of class. They gave him a standing ovation.
Kid. Yeah.
My big takeaway the last 2 weeks is I respect Eagle fans way more than I respect Bronco fans, I think.
Hey, listen, we don't like Philadelphia. We got to be fair. Between Big Dom bringing him the food, between the way Eagle fans responded, all good. We got no issues here. Until, you know, the Sixers come to town. Let's go to Lee.
They don't even care about the Sixers.
That's true. They gave up on them. Yeah. No, I don't know. VJ Ed's come in, change everything.
Joel Embiid's like, I might as well stay home.
Let's go to Lee on Long Island. What's up, Lee?
What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Sad day with the Nick Mangold. I'm glad you guys touched on it with Joe a little bit.
Yeah.
My thoughts go out to his family and everybody. 41, like you guys said, it's half the age he should have been. So. Mm. But I want to talk about Breece Hall, and you guys did, and you know, Joe talked about it also. He is 24 years old.
Yeah, he's still
if
really
you gave
young.
Him a 4-year extension today, the end of that deal, he would be Saquon's age now. At the end of the deal.
Yeah.
So you can get probably five really good years out of him. How are you not giving him an extension and trying to, you know, you saw what he could do yesterday. If he has other playmakers around him, he could be in that Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley tier. The talent is there. This is a guy that you want to build around, and I don't understand why they haven't extended him. They extended Sauce in the offseason. They extended Garrett Wilson. But you're going to have a rookie quarterback on that rookie pay scale. This is the time when you do pay those guys.
No, you're right, and I'll tell you something else. The New York Jets are projected next year to be in a really good cap situation. Mm-hmm. Partially because of their own doing, partially because the cap number keeps coming up. I was reading that there are estimates that they could have $60 to $70 to $80 million in cap space. So it's not like they're in this weird crunch where it's unsustainable to bring them back. So bringing Breece Hall back is not a bad idea. And Lee's right. There's probably going to be a rookie quarterback. And what an ideal situation. Imagine a rookie quarterback. And I know we can make all the jokes about the Jets and the coaching staff and how crappy everything is, fine. A true number one receiver in Garrett Wilson. Two stalwarts on your offensive line at left tackle and right tackle, and a pretty damn good running back. Yeah. Like, that seems like a really good situation for a young quarterback.
Yeah, and the AAVs, they aren't crazy. I mean, Saquon's got 20, he's making 20. It's a 2-year deal. Chris McCaffrey, Christens is older, he's at 19. And after that, it falls to Derrick Henry at 15, and then 14 for Jonathan Taylor, and everybody else is around the $10 to $12 million a year mark. So if you give him a 3/4, so 3 of it guaranteed, and it's $13 million. How is 30-something, 39, 38 guaranteed, and it's a 50, $48 million deal? You think he would take that?
The only thing...
The question would be, how you cap it, but who cares? Because you're right. The cap is going to keep going up.
The question is, does the man want to be here? Because Breach. Sean brought up a whole thing about Dexter Lawrence sick of losing. Breece Hall could say, I don't know if I want to be here.
Yeah, not only do we lose. It's been 3 years, and they have not gotten close.
They haven't gotten close, and at times, not yesterday, ball's not in his hands enough.
Yeah.
So it's possible Breece Hall may be the one who says, I don't want to be here.
Well, I mean, he only had 14 carries, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was impactful in so many ways. But he still only had 14
That's
carries.
True. He didn't have nearly.
It's not like he had 25 touches.
Which is what he said he wanted.
Right.
He said, hey, if Garrett's out, give me the ball 25 times. John in Massbeth. Hey, John.
How's it going, fellas?
All's good.
You know, when I heard about Nick Mangold's passing, you know, it was very sad. And I got a little personal story about Nick Mangold. About 15 years ago, it was the offseason which they signed LaDainian Tomlinson, right? Yeah, so
going into the Twitter, 2010 season, so 9 into 10.
Yeah. So on Twitter, he was giving away tickets to a charity event that was for Alan Faneca's charity for children's epilepsy. And I happened to win it. And, you know, I wasn't really sure what to think about it. It was at a hotel. It was said that there was going to be a couple Jets players there. And, you know, it was like an open bar event and stuff. It was like a silent auction for a bunch of Jets gear. And when we got there, I took my friend Chris. He's a diehard Jets fan, my friend from college. And when we got there, we did not expect it to be what we thought. There was, first we met Nick Mangold, and he just, he was more excited to meet us than we were excited to meet him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he literally took us around the room and introduced us to everybody. There must have been at least 20 players there. I remember Brickshaw Ferguson, Damian Woody, Danny Woodhead, Calvin Pace, David Harris,
wow,
Mark Sanchez, Rex Ryan. Oh, and we're cool. All just chit-chat with them, having drinks with them. I had a 20-minute conversation with LaDainian Tomlinson. I was fanboying about him, about my fantasy team and everything.
I'm sure he loved
that. His wife was there. His wife was pregnant at the time.
Wow.
And Nick Mangold, you know, he was just a great guy. He was the life of the party. He was just so excited about meeting us and just pretty much just around the whole entire room.
Right.
And was like, hey, just so excited and just the life of the party. And, you know, really, really sad to see what happened to him. And I saw saw the post about him 2 weeks ago asking for a kidney. And you just have no idea that something like this can happen so soon afterwards. And man, it's just, it really hit hard, you know?
Right.
It really hit hard yesterday after that experience. And, you know, so yeah, it's just sad and life's too short sometimes. And, you know, I can't think, you know, I met his wife and everything. And, you know, I saw they have 4 kids now and
it's heartbreaking.
4 young kids. And that's just what you kind of think of as a parent.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. Just I'm glad, though,
kids that you leave behind.
I'm glad, though, that you, just, I'm glad you're able to make that call, though, and tell us that story about him because we've heard it.
That's who he is.
That's who he is. He's a great guy. And you got that. Kind of deal with it firsthand.
Yeah.
Introducing you to every Jet, like, hey, John and Massbeth, there's Mark Sanchez, here's the brick. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's how you make people feel. That's what makes you memorable, not what you did on the field. Who cares?
Absolutely. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Chris in Port Washington. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, man?
So I know we've talked a lot about how baseball's going to go to the automated strike zone. We're going to get umpires out and get robots in. When are we going to do this for football? How many games am I going to watch? The left tackle, false start. I mean, I know we don't want to blame the refs on the Giants game yesterday.
But how about, Chris, how do you do that?
Yeah, because there's an acceptable false start. And we see it every single game where the left tackle gets a half a beat false start. So if you automate it, so it's a movement, I don't know, device.
Nah, you can't do
you
that.
You can't do
it's
that.
It's impossible.
But the flinch is, that's a real false start.
Yeah.
And Jordan Mailata clearly flinches, which then draws Kayvon Thibodeau offside.
Look, there's no
fact that they missed it. It's almost like, are you even paying attention?
Right. You're watching what's happening?
Right. Are you picking your nose? Are you staring at some chick in the stands? Like, what the hell are you doing? Because it was obvious when you saw it on replay.
I think sometimes, look, we all love technology. especially when technology makes AR life easier, or in sports makes, you know, calls better. Mm-hmm. And the automated strike zone, really, the challenge system, yes, they will correct more missed calls.
Right.
But there are certain things in sports that aren't going to be corrected by a machine. Mm-hmm. A foul in the NBA is not going to be corrected by a machine.
Just do your job better.
Bingo. That's it. It's so simple, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. Be better at your job. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 coming up in a few minutes. More of your calls at 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.